Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Audio Network. This show is called Raw and Unfiltered, and your host with the most is Wayne Allen Root. It being Friday means that you get to hear yours truly, me, Lee Elsie, for the first 60 minutes. So in exactly 1 hour, the voices will change. I'll be gone, and Wayne will be here. The one guy who'll still be a factor, he's down there in Dallas, Texas. That's Christopher. He is the official executive producer of the program. He is pushing all the buttons. He is spinning all the dials. He is making us go from one coast to another in brilliant, magnificent fashion. I'll bring on some of my regular guests here on this slot, including Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We'll chat a bit with my good pal and professor from Nichols College, Hans Despin. And before we wrap it up, former congressman and colonel in the United States Army, Rob Simmons, will join me to give us a lowdown on what's happening at the border. But as I come to you from my state-of-the-art studios here in Connecticut, literally a stone's throw from where we make the subs, the most lethal machine that mankind has ever put together, I could jump in my car and be at the front gate of the United States sub base, an electric boat, in less than 8 minutes. And with that being said, it leads me to this very peculiar, pardon the pun, queer precedent that has been set by the United States Navy. I don't understand it. I don't pretend to understand it. I don't recognize the thought process, and this is why I'm bringing it to all of you across the entire country. Maybe somebody out there can maybe give me some insight onto what's happening in the United States Navy. Feel free to email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. Tell me why, oh why, you think the United States Navy, the protectors of our coastline, the protectors of the oceans, the captains of the most destructive mechanical marvel that mankind has ever built with their own two hands. Why, oh why, would the men and the women of the United States Navy think it's wise to use a drag queen as a recruiting tool for our Navy? Again, no real words for why this is an appropriate course of action for the United States Navy. So the U.S. Navy is now using a drag queen to solve recruiting crises on the heels of what's happened with Bud Light. The stock has dropped 26%. Video after video after video is surfacing of outlets where Bud Light remains on store shelves untouched. I think 26% is a very conservative number. I bet you the Bud Light itself, the Bud Light product, has dropped more than 50%. But the Navy's going to roll out a drag queen for some reason to try to entice recruits? For what? To do what? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't have an answer. I'm trying to figure it out in my head as we go. Why? So that more drag queens can enter the military? Does it mean that you'll be able to dress in drag on the sub? Give burlesque shows in the sub? On the deck of a battleship? While it's steaming towards an altercation with China? You've got, what, a group of men in high heels and tights and lipstick and makeup on? Charging the Chinese? What the hell is going on? I don't understand, like, the thought process behind it. Like, what's the recruiting tool? And didn't you just learn from what happened with Bud Light? This does not sit well with America. It's not anti-trans. It's just we don't understand the reasoning behind it. So maybe someone from the Navy should explain.
I wish I had better, more eloquent words to describe my confusion. I don't.
I'm not mad. I just don't get it. Right? I wasn't mad at the Bud Light thing. I just don't get it. What's the purpose? What is it? Is the goal to, what, completely normalize and, I guess, assimilate this type of culture into the American mainstream so that when you see somebody, you know, a 6'4", 200-pound guy with a beard walking down the street with thigh-high boots on and a short, short skirt, you're not supposed to blink. It's just supposed to be the way it is. Is that what we're going for?
If so, okay, my life won't change at all.
Didn't women just fight to get on subs? And now they have to battle with a bunch of men in drag?
That's part one. Now the part that infuriates me. Now the part that actually... So what is happening in schools across the country is this progressive mentality from administrators and boards of education are allowing men, in some cases boys, to... If it's a college campus, men to participate in female athletics. High schools are dealing with the same thing. There was a student at Martin Luther King High School who got up and talked about a poet. She said it better than I ever possibly could. So let's listen in on her audio as she addressed a board of education at a meeting.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, and only ladies and gentlemen it is and shall always be. I am an 18-year-old high school student and wanted to take this time to bring to your attention the current issue with biological men claiming they are women and in turn truly believing that they are entitled to use women's spaces. There was an incident within our district that occurred recently regarding a transgender woman who really is a biological man having an altercation with a young woman at MLK High School. It was infuriating when I had seen the video on social media, but what was detrimental to this is the fact that this man is and has been using the women's restroom and locker room. Firstly, the question we must address is why are we affirming the mental confusion of this boy and putting the safety of women in jeopardy by allowing mentally confused men to use the women's spaces? Of course, any male who claims he is a woman will accept it, but what about the women? What about the true girls like myself who are female down to our DNA? Why don't we ever get a say in whether or not we are comfortable with this? The truth is, we aren't. The majority of us aren't, and yet nothing has been done to protect the safety of these women. I will conclude with this. It all starts with you. You are in charge of the safety of us women and the parent and the kids of our parents. So please do something about it. Thank you.
She hit a phrase which should stick with everyone. Mentally confused men. Mentally confused men with access to your young female daughters, sisters, cousins. Young, confused, potentially mentally unstable men, naked in a locker room with your daughters. What else needs to be said? What are we doing? Take a breath. Step back from the situation and get a real look at it. Can you think of any other situation where you would let a mentally unstable, confused man near your child? Can you think of one? I'll wait. Yet we're doing it in schools across the country right now. Men, biological men, or boys in high school, if they're not 18 yet, are dressing. Fully intact males are dressing in locker rooms with your daughters. And you've let it happen. The only thing I can say, I think, is that if you had a, or you have a female who's an athlete, and they're allowing a male to play in that league, every single female, everyone, should refuse to play. Everyone. I know it's a big ask, because girls, I know you're training like monsters in some cases, and a lot of you are such incredible athletes, and to give up what you love, but you've got to prove a point. You've got to stand up. If these Board of Educations won't budge on this issue, or states, or administrations, or what have you, or governors, or state houses won't yield or bend on this, just stop playing. Stop. Do not play the sport anymore. If it's lacrosse, stop playing. All of you. Anytime there's a trans in your league, stop playing. They have set back female athletics 50 years in the last 4 or 5 years for this nonsense that's going on. And it is nonsense. I'm at a loss for words to correctly throw the adjectives behind how asinine. I cannot imagine that members in their right minds of boards of education or school administrators or sports administrations or whoever is in control of making the ultimate decision that a biological male should compete with females. Whoever's making that final decision, I cannot believe that they would allow their daughter, if they had a daughter who was playing that sport, to dress in a locker right next to a fully intact biological male. If this isn't child abuse, I have no idea what is.
This is Wayne Alaroot. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products. They've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, 2 layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Alaroot to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and right now we don't have a lot of time, but I want to quickly bring on economics chair at Nichols College, Hans Despin, and you've heard me chat with him before in the past, but it seems like, Hans, it seems like the media is ignoring this banking issue. So my question to you is, these banks that are failing, is this a big deal?
You know, I turned on the news. My go-to is Washington Journal, and I don't even know what they were talking about, but it wasn't that. And so I changed it from C-SPAN and just started surfing the I first went to CNBC, and it's CNBC, the business news, you know, that was saying, oh, things are okay, you know, for a banking crisis, this is totally under control. And, you know, this is just, I think it's dangerous to talk like this. If you watch Janet Yellen, she's, or President Biden, they're also saying, you know, everything's under control. Well, this is now the fourth bank, and one of which is in Switzerland.
Hmm.
And so we have three in the United States, all regional banks. So, you know, we should be worried. The Fed's policy is what is putting these banks in distress. Our banking system works like this. We have a bank that make long-term loans. Where do they get the money to make long-term loans? From short-term deposits. So I always joke, what could possibly go wrong? If you tell me, oh, Hans, can you hold $1 million for me? Sure. When do you need it back? Oh, maybe in a couple weeks. You know, I don't know. And I take that $1 million and loan it to a friend for a 30-year mortgage. What could go wrong with that, right?
Right.
You come back to me in 2 weeks and say, can I have my money back? Oh, I loaned it out.
Right.
Sorry. Now, of course, banks have, you know, millions and millions of customers, so usually we don't run into those problems. Not everybody wants the money at the same time. But they're required to keep, you know, some of their assets in, you know, liquid form. The First Republic and Silicon Valley Bank, they, when the market started going sour, 18 months ago, they got heavily invested in bonds. And bonds are seen as extremely safe. So they got out of stocks and equity. They got into bonds because that's safe. Now, here's what happened. It just took me 30 seconds. When the interest rates go up, the bonds that the banks bought had very low interest rates on them. So in other words, they were making 1 or 2% on, say, 20-year bonds that they were holding. So when they get into distress, that is to say, when depositors start asking for their money back, and this is what happened, 70% of deposits were asked back from First Republic, primarily because people were worried after Silicon Valley Bank failed. Well, then they had to get cash. So what do? They take those bonds, which are paying them 1% or 2% interest, and they try to sell them on open market. But the Fed's policy has moved the interest rate for bonds up to 4% or 5%. So if you're on an open market, you don't want to buy a bond that's going to pay you 1% or 2%.
Right.
You want one that's going to pay 4% or 5%. And so all of a sudden they can't sell these bonds. Now, in the case of First Republic, this is the last thing I say. So the Federal Reserve, after Silicon Valley, they said, okay, if you hold Treasury bonds, we will buy them from you and pretend like they're worth something, and we'll hold them and give you the cash that you need. So that's to pretend like the bank's okay, right, and put the burden over on the Federal Reserve. Okay, that's perfectly fine. The problem with First Republic is they have municipality bonds. They've bought bonds from cities. Again, traditionally very, very safe. But the Federal Reserve is prohibited from buying municipality bonds. So they can't sell them. So they're bankrupt. But the important point is it's the Federal Reserve's policy. That's the summary of what I just said, if listeners didn't follow. And I'm sorry to get wonky. Want to ruin a radio show?
No. This is good. This is good because I think most people don't quite grasp how that works. So what should somebody look for in their own bank?
100%. And this is why, whatever you think about Biden and Yale, you can have whatever thoughts you want. They're just wrong to go out and say everything's safe. Now, what should they say? My students and I have talked a lot about this. They can't go out and say, oh, things are really horrible, But we can't just go out and cheerlead. We have to let people know that the banking system is not exactly solid.
All right, Hans, I got to run. I wish we had more time. Hans Destin, economics professor, Nichols College. All right, we've got to take a quick break. Busy hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War. Now!
USA News Update. There's been an explosion and now a fire at a refinery near Houston. 2 people were hurt at the Shell plant in Deer Park, which has been evacuated. It's unclear what caused the blast, which is sending huge plumes of black smoke into the sky. Deer Park is just to the east of Houston. Demonstrators are demanding the Manhattan District Attorney press charges against the man accused of using a deadly chokehold on a mentally disturbed man on a New York City subway. MTA CEO CEO Jan Oliber spoke about the incident for the first time.
The video is really troubling and upsetting.
A former Marine who put Jordan Neely in a chokehold reportedly told detectives he was not trying to kill Neely, but only trying to hold him for officers. The FDA is recalling more than 500,000 SD biosensor pilot COVID-19 at-home tests over concerns they may be contaminated with bacteria. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Welcome back. You are listening to the USA Audio Network. We jump right back into action. Our good pal Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation is joining me right now. And let's take a look. 30,000-foot view, Sudan. What should we be nervous about? What are we looking for? What's going on in Sudan?
Sudan has never been a particularly stable country. It's got a very oppressive government. They had a coup against them. And they're still sorting out who's who are the good guys, who are the bad guys. But, you know, in these situations, American citizens are at risk, and our government has a responsibility to get them out of those places, particularly if they're there at the government's behest. And not all of the citizens, a lot of them are dual citizens who, you know, came to America for a while, got American citizenship, and then still maintain their connection to Sudan. But there's a lot of them, like people like you and me who went there to work or who may have been working there with, on some sort of government related contract. So our government's got to take care of it. And, we also generally have agreements with some of other countries with whom we're friendly that if something starts to happen, in a country like that, that will agree to try and take care of their people too. So, you know, the Biden administration was facing all of this and again has not really responded, you know, quite as robustly as we would have liked. They're going a little slow. You know, the president loves to give his demagogic speeches about how much he cares about everybody that's over there. And it's like, okay, Joe, stop yelling and do something. And but they're getting the people out more and more. It doesn't look like they're deliberately targeting our people, but you know that's always a possibility. A government like this doesn't necessarily have control over every mutt that's running around the street with a rifle.
Right.
So it's very, very dangerous. We sent in our special operators, our Marines, and you know we're trying to get these folks out. And they should all be gone by now, but they're not yet.
Well, that seems to be a history with this administration, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's all these different predictive measures that say within the next 50 years there'll be more people living on the continent of Africa than anywhere else. And, you know, China is dug deep into Africa. They're building roads and infrastructure. And it seems like we're doing very little. If you were king of the world and you were king of the country, would you handle Africa differently than what we're doing or been doing here for the past couple decades?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think anybody with any brains would think we've covered ourselves with, you know, glory as far as our competence with dealing with Africa. It's always been an afterthought. And I don't think this is racism. It's just, in the big scheme of things, there were bigger threats other places. That's changing as China moves in there, as Russia moves in there, as Iran and organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS have moved in there. There's a lot more threats in Africa. There's a lot more minerals and materials that are now accessible that are in Africa. It is not a throwaway continent anymore. And we have been very slow to change our methodology of working with them. You know, when our chief diplomats spend more time hectoring the governments because they're not doing gay pride parades, instead of trying to make them friends and allies, we got a problem. But, you know, we love sending activists to Africa. We don't send serious diplomats. And that's unfortunate, and it's put us behind the eight ball with regard to some of our major competitors on the international stage.
Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. You can find out more about him at theheritage.org. You can follow him on Twitter. It's a great follow, S. Bucci on Twitter. Let me switch gears again just a little bit. So we often talk about China, and this is a little bit of it from a different angle. Get your thoughts on this. So the Iranian government obviously has been hell-bent against tearing down the great Satan for as long as I've been alive, right? As long as I've been watching the news, they have hated us with intense passion. But China also is not a big fan favorite, I don't think, of most of the countries in the Middle East. At least they hadn't been
up until recently. But could you ever foresee a time when the Iranians would actually sidle up and not want America to fail because without us, easy pickings for China? Or no, am I missing something there?
That would be a nice thought and actually fits the kind of Western logic that you and I apply to these kind of problems. The Iranians don't necessarily think that way. If they did, they could have thrown us a small bone, during the Obama administration negotiations with, about the nukes and ended up, with 10 times what they got, which was extraordinary. Mm. But they refused. They would not do it. I mean, they're at least ideologically kind of consistent in their hate for us and their hate for Israel. So I don't think they would do that. And China is smart enough to really play up their solidarity with countries like that against the United States. So I think as long as China is assisting the Iranians in doing mischief towards us and the West, that for now they will remain a lesser threat to Iran. I don't think, at least in the next decade or two, you're going to see a lot of change in Iran's attitude towards us, short of a regime change. If they get rid of the mullahs, things will change completely. Until the mullahs go, Their theology is pretty rock solid. Not good, mind you, but just it doesn't change. And we're at the bad end of it.
Ukraine seems to be pushing back with some additional ferocity right now. Anything new in the Ukraine-Russian battle?
It looks as if the Ukrainians are cranking up a counteroffensive, which is good. That's going to, that uses up a lot of stuff. You go on the offense, it takes more bullets, bombs, and missiles than it does to defend. But they're not sitting there. They're not ready to accept that, Russia is going to own big chunks of their country forever. They're still fighting.
Right.
So the fact that they're going on the offense is a good thing. Hopefully Putin will get the message and decide it's not worth it. He's being pretty thick-headed about all this, so I don't think he's going to move. But it's the war goes on. This is not going to be over in the next couple of weeks, for sure.
I had read somewhere where the United States, and I don't know how true this is, so I only read it in one spot, and usually I don't bring things up like this until I read them two or three different places. But, I mean, it seemed like it made sense to me, but where the Ukrainians were going to launch some kind of drone attack on Russia, and the United States talked them out of it for fear of it really escalating. Did you hear anything about that or at all?
I had seen that report, too, Lee, and I'm with you. Until I see it from some other sources,
right,
I think I'm going to hold my powder on that one.
Okay.
It could be. A country like us who are supplying a lot of the logistical needs of the Ukrainians would probably be in there giving them advice, and I'm doing air quotes on the advice.
Right.
That, frankly, obviously is going to come from the idea of trying to benefit our position in the world, not
right,
necessarily the Ukrainians. Ukraine could be, they could be launching terrorists into Moscow if they wanted to. Ukrainians look kind of like Russians and could get in there and do some mischief.
Right.
I think we've probably told them, hey, that's not going to help you in the eyes of the world. You guys will look like terrorists. Keep playing it with the conventional stuff. We talked to them about those things. I don't have definitive knowledge of that one event.
Right.
But it's likely that may have happened.
All right. Stephen Bucci again with us. Two more quick ones for me. One is I read this morning where 32 years we have not built any additional nuclear weapons, and I guess potentially now we may jump back into that. Did you see that by any chance?
Yeah. This has been, when I was in the Pentagon, 10, 15 years ago, we were pushed to say, look, our devices are old. They're well maintained. We believe they all, will work the way they're supposed to, but it's mechanical.
Right.
If stuff goes wrong after a couple of decades, even if you have good maintenance. And there are product improvements that have been developed, largely by us, frankly, that we should be applying to these devices. And in some cases, you can add them on to make them more precise. In some cases, you can't. You got to build new ones. So this is a long, delayed improvement. We should not have, you know, a bazillion nukes, but we need to have enough, and they need to be the best, most precise, most effective weapon technology that's available. So this is not, let's run out and build, you know, a couple hundred thousand more missiles and scare everybody in the world, but we want to have the best we can so that if, God forbid, we ever have to use them, they're used effectively and appropriately. And interestingly, when you have the best, most precise, you actually save lives. Because you don't have to do those big ones that kill entire cities.
Right.
You can go in and take out that one facility that you want. So, you know, all the hand-wringers that, you know, think, oh, they're building a new nuke. That's terrible. We should stop. No, it's probably actually going to save lives if we do it and we ever have to use it.
All right, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. Stephen, I got more questions, but what I don't got is more time. I got to run. Thank you, as always. I appreciate it very much. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Quick break. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne Alaroot. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, it's Wayne Alaroot. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made-in-America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat, but never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Raw and unfiltered.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. USA Audio Network, final segment here on this Friday, the fifth day of May 2023. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour news, and one of my favorite guests I bring on my morning show here in Connecticut is former congressman and colonel and spy and Vietnam veteran. That's Rob Simmons. And Rob's angry today. Are you angry?
Excitedly. Excited.
Yeah.
Big stuff happening.
Okay.
At last. At last, Lee. At last.
Yeah.
Biden is sending troops to the border.
Sure is.
It's right here.
I saw it.
I haven't had a chance to examine the paper carefully.
Okay.
The Biden administration will send 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S. border, U.S.-Mexico border, starting next week.
All right.
Ahead of an expected migrant surge following the end of coronavirus pandemic era restrictions.
Right.
Lee, it's about time.
Oh, yeah.
What's taken this administration so damn long? It's obvious. You know, we have a border. The border is wide open.
Yeah.
Illegals are swarming in.
Sure.
So what do you do?
What do you do?
If the border control can't handle it, what do you do? Send the military.
Okay.
Woo!
All right.
That is so cool.
All right.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Concertina wire.
Yeah.
Claymore mines.
Sure.
Machine gun nests.
Yeah.
Fields of fire.
Okay.
We'll get the Navy. I don't know whether the Navy is going to be there. I hope the Navy is going to be there. Patrol boats like the Mobile Riverine Force in Vietnam, up and down the river.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Coyotes.
Sure.
Snipers. You see those coyotes armed, you know, running around trying to throw little babies over the wall?
Sure.
Snipers.
Knocking them out one after another.
Minefields. And you know, it doesn't take long to lay that concertina wire out. It's not like building a wall. This is going to be awesome. It's about time. Don't you agree?
No.
What do you mean?
It's too late.
What do you mean?
And you're sending, 1,500 Marines down to change diapers?
Well, they're joining
direct traffic.
No,
that's all you're doing.
I'm just reading the story.
Okay, what does it say?
It says Associated Press.
Yeah.
Usually they're left wingers.
Yeah.
But anyway, Associated Press. Biden administration will send 1,500 active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border.
To do what?
Starting next week.
To do what?
Ahead of the migrant surge.
To do what?
No, the migrant surge.
Yeah,
they're getting ready for the migrant surge. Well, You don't have to read the whole story.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's right there. Yeah, okay. It's right up front.
I see it.
Yeah, well, what does it say?
Well, you want me to read it?
Well, I just read the first paragraph, all right. So you read the second paragraph. I mean, I'm excited. This is great. I can't wait.
So military personnel will do...
Well, what are you laughing about? This is not funny. This is a big deal. Jeez.
So they'll do data entry, warehouse support,
and
other administrative tasks so that the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol can focus on field work.
I don't believe it. No,
that's what it says.
Give me that paper back.
That's what it says. Changing diapers, like I just said.
Data entry.
Yeah.
Warehouse.
Name, address.
What's warehouse
Social
support?
Security number.
I never did this in Vietnam.
No?
No.
No? Wait a second.
Data entry in Vietnam?
You didn't sit me on a laptop and ask,
I went to infantry school. We didn't do data entry.
No?
Other than, you know, hey, we just got filled two body bags. I mean, that was data entry. You know, ship them on back. You know, how many enemy? Warehouse support? Well, what's that?
You didn't have warehouses out in the field?
No, we didn't have warehouses out in the field.
Where did you get your sneakers?
The warehouses were all back, by the headquarters.
Okay.
Not out in the field.
On the field?
What do you want a warehouse out in the field for? Somebody blow it up. And other administrative tasks.
Well, I wonder what that is. Paperwork.
Paperwork. Yeah. Typewriters.
Sure.
I don't know. Computers, typewriters.
Filling out forms.
Pencils and papers.
Sure.
Filling out forms.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
1,500 highly trained Marines.
This is not as exciting as I thought it was. So, wait a minute. Let me see if I understand this clearly.
All right.
The military. Yeah. They're sending Marines.
Oh, yeah.
They're Marines. It's not like they're sending the Navy, you know, with the drag queens and all that stuff and the Bud Light.
Yeah.
They're sending Marines.
Actual Marines.
How can they send Marines and they're going to be doing data entry? They're not going to do data entry, you know? They're going to be doing hand-to-hand combat.
Apparently not.
Lee. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will not be performing law enforcement functions or interacting with immigrants or migrants. They will free up Border Patrol agents to perform their critical law enforcement duty. What are the border agents' critical law enforcement duties, Lee? Your opinion. What have they been doing? What are they doing down there anyway?
Nothing!
Oh, but they're giving them cell phones. So they're going to be handing out cell phones.
Yeah.
And they're giving them bags of food and bus tickets and plane tickets so they can go to sanctuary cities.
Of course,
yeah. How's that working out?
Not too good. Point well taken. Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, CIA agent, and regular weekly guest on my morning show here in Connecticut, breaking it down like only he can. Well, this is a good spot for me to walk away from the microphone for tonight. Wayne Allen Root has arrived, and he's ready to rock and roll, and he is up next. I would not move. Keep it right here. You are listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.